Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for responding with compassion. Yes. Oh, let's cultivate that ability to always respond with compassion. So we begin by placing our hand on our heart. We're wholeheartedly partnering up with that higher Holy Spirit self. We are grateful to open ourselves to an awareness of compassion, and our capacity for compassion is expanding even now in this very moment. We are grateful to allow ourselves to open, to experience, to know, to feel infinite compassion. It's our nature to be compassionate, so we are willing to cultivate the skill, the ability, the natural ability that we have to respond to situations, to people, to ourselves with compassion. So we're beginning with ourselves, and we are allowing compassion for the choices we've made in the past. We are allowing ourselves to be compassionate for the decisions that we've made in the past, the things that we've done and said that we could otherwise have regret or judgment for. We are instead allowing ourselves to be self-compassionate. And we're taking this practice of self-compassion and extending it to our brothers and sisters. We are willing to cultivate the compassionate heart and the capacity to be able to respond to our life, our loved ones, our friends, our coworkers, our neighbors, our community with compassion. We're letting go of all sense of separation, and instead we're remembering to have, give all to all. So we are choosing to have love, to have compassion. And so we're giving it to all. We're sharing the benefits with all. We let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 So grateful to develop the capacity for compassion. So grateful. Thank you for praying with me today. Thank you for cultivating compassion with me today. I love and appreciate you. What's coming up? We have two classes with Kieran J. Gardner, Course in Miracles teacher that I have a personal passion for. She's a dear friend. And I asked her if she would offer a class for counselors and coaches and teachers and parents and grandparents and anybody who works with clients or other people and would like to experience miracles with every client, with everyone. So that class is on Saturday. There's still room. You can still register. I encourage you to do so. You will be so glad you did. And then a little bit later, I believe it's March 11th, Kieran J is offering, it's another Saturday workshop on understanding A Course in Miracles and how the teaching of the script is already written applies to us in our everyday life. And that is powerful. So I invite you to check that out if you're interested in A Course in Miracles. And then later in March, we start the End My Self-Sabotage Challenge. Now, for the last couple of years, I've done it twice a year. We're only doing it once this year. So if you're interested in getting support for healing the habits of self-medication and self-sabotage, jump on board, because this is the only time we're doing this year. And yeah, more good things coming. I love you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Have an amazing day responding with compassion. Mwah.